Hey, Steve is on the line at 308-8867. Hey, Steve, welcome to Milberger's Gardening South Texas. How you doing today?
Hey, doing great. I'm sitting outside the yarn barn waiting for my wife to get done and started listening to your show. Got quite a nice little bird population in my backyard right now. I thought I'd give you a report.
Okay, great. What's there?
Where approximately do you live? Do you live near the yarn barn?
No, I'm up in Stone Oak off of Williams, off of Wilderness Oak.
Okay, and so what you got? What you got? What you got?
Okay, on my thistle, on my sock thistle, I've got lesser goldfinches. I haven't seen an American goldfinch in a while, but I've got the lessers in numbers. I've got the house finches are eating the sunflower seeds pretty heavy.
Yeah.
I've got a Carolina wren on my suet cake plus the yellow fronts.
And I guess that this weather has made, because somebody else told me they had a wren on theirs, and I have a wren on my suet, too. So.
Yeah, he's pretty standard around.
Kinglets? You got kinglets?
Peanuts? I haven't seen anything on my peanuts.
Kinglets. Have you got those little ruby crown kinglets?
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly which ones they are. I haven't been able to get them in the binoculars very well.
They'll quite often go to your suet feeder, too.
Yeah, I haven't been close enough to them to figure out exactly which kinglets they are. Also, I've got some sort of a, can't think of the... warblers. I've got a warbler of some sort.
Yeah, you know, orange crown warblers go to suet feeders, and I've seen a couple around my yard. I haven't seen them at the feeders, though.
Yeah, I've seen one on the feed. Again, my suet cake's pretty far away from that window. And I know I can tell it's a warbler, but I don't know what it is exactly,
especially with
the winter plumages. And I've got, of course, I've got a few of the white wings doves.
And just a few.
And the grackles, you know. And I've got a Cooper's hawk that's chasing them around pretty good.
Well, I don't know if you listen to the show. Jerry stopped by my house. I can't remember what we were doing. But we got there just in time for a Cooper's hawk
to
go after the birds that went into this thicket of Queen's Crown. And, I mean, he banged against that. It was like he was going to dig his way into it. It was amazing to watch.
And they were coming out the other side while he was over there trying to get him.
Yeah, I saw a Cooper's come in a while back that sat on it. You know, he came in and did the swoop thing and scared off everything and landed on the top of my fence. And right next to the fence, I've got a hedge of some sort. I'm not really sure what it is, but it's an evergreen leaf, thick hedge that's about 5 feet tall and about 2 feet thick. So he proceeded to sit up on the fence there and peering and looking and all that, and then he jumped down on the ground and kind of hopped around looking up into the thicket, and that's where the little English sparrows sit in numbers, and I was sitting there going, oh, he's going to get one out of there, sure enough. But he didn't, but he was hovering around and hunting on foot. I'd just never seen one do that before.
Had to get tough when they're going. When get tough, they have to resort to all sorts of things.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to get them too secure. He wants them to know that he'll get them no matter what.
Wonder if a cat could take down a one of those hogs.
They could in a pinch, but I don't. Yeah, they put up quite a fight.
Yeah, I bet you they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Coopers I've got is an immature, fairly large bird, and then I've got a mature something, and it may be a sharp-shinned female, or it may be a male adult Cooper's. It's smaller than the immature, but it's kind of in that in-between range. But I only saw him once. He was sitting on the back porch.
That's quite a good selection of birds.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. I sit out there and drive everybody nuts. I sit out there drinking coffee and watching birds. They think I'm just out of my mind. But I've been.
Tell them you could be sitting down at the tavern.
Yeah,
drinking whiskey and watching the football games or something.
Your house doesn't back up to a drainage area, does it?
No, it doesn't, actually. It's just a good old suburban house with an eastward-facing backyard.
Right behind my daughter's house, they sent around a deal in Stone Oak that you had to clean out the brush out of the ditch. And for some reason, Greg Grant was with me, but we were out there chopping the bushes down and spraying them with that... you know, the appropriate product to get rid of them. And out comes a guy. I mean, now they said if you don't do this, it's going to be, they're going to fine you. And out comes this guy, and he runs down there and starts chewing me out and chewing everybody else out. And we were getting ready to cut his brush for him. That's, you know, it wasn't that much.
Yeah.
And he said, I planted all these trees. And sure enough, his backyard was just full of trees for the birds.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And they ain't taking, they're not taking anything down in this ditch. They didn't. They didn't.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Enjoy
thanks for the report.
The show.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Steve.